ship is being filled. 1,000 thrills awaiting. We bid you come along with us and sow the seeds of rebellion. For the time is now, the hour has come, the young shall fill the streets, and we shall grab for the brass ring the whippiness from the hands of tyrants. The high and the mighty on the throne, their idols trample to the ground. The people are young, a new world is born, the way it ought to be. Who bend, who strong, they've got the guns, but we have got the numbers. Our time has come, now follow us, and we will take you there.
Thank you. We can make sound good together. Yeah, sound good together. We can make sound good together. Yeah, we can. Now we can.
You are listening to the Crystal Ship on the TPS Shortwave Relaying Network.
My name is Juliana Montana, and you are listening to the Crystal Ship. If you would like to QSL this transmission, or maybe you just want to get into my pants, please email us at tcsshortwave@gmail.com, and maybe you'll get lucky. tcsshortwave@gmail.com.
Are you tired of having to dig around the local Betty Sue to meet God's creatures? Are you afraid of a load of buckshot and keister when you visit the local pasture to your favorite farm animal?
Did you major in animal husbandry while you were in college? Until you were caught in the act?
Well, if you're in love with nature,
literally,
and you want to feel safe with your life choices, you need to join our dating website. The website that lets you explore your fondness for animals, ebestiality.com. At ebestiality.com, you not only get to choose from animals in your local area, you'll get to choose from the animal that most likely gets your freak on.
You have the freedom to select the most exotic animal for your pleasure.
So, no more.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, Rover. Come here, boy.
Pursue your savage beast within. And remember, no one lets you unleash your love for nature,
literally,
without any judgment or consequences, like ebestiality.com. So stop by our website and feel free to go down on the farm. That's in the hungriest beast unit. ebestiality.com. Then you can answer.
We don't like shopping at small neighborhood stores.
We don't want the problem with people in the
other. And we just love cheap plastic crap from China.
I'm voting Republican because I don't really want to hear from a storefront.
Everybody was lab again so that my little Caitlin can be in the classroom with at least 30 other children. That way, she can be challenged next time she attends.
I'm voting Republican. Women just can't be trusted to make decisions about their own bodies. Never, ever, ever.
I'm voting Republican because I already disintegrate out doing it.
I'm voting Republican because corporations should not have to pay to clean up environmental damage. The EPA is an outmoded idea. People want clean water. Buy it in a bottle.
I'm voting Republican because I don't want to know if the food I'm eating has been genetically modified or exposed to radiation. I don't want to have to live with that fear, you know? So, if the label says it's good, that's good enough for me.
I'm voting Republican because
I really enjoy being screwed by the utility company.
We need more minorities in prison.
Hybrid cars really suck.
I just don't feel I deserve health insurance.
The construction needs more billionaires.
I'm voting Republican because sometimes the Constitution is just one big inconvenient headache.
I think the whole world could be run by one big corporation.
We should start as many wars as we need to keep the problem.
So I can go to Iran.
Listening to the Crystal Ship. This is Pirate Radio.
Welcome to the Poetry of Lyric, where we explore the poetical beauty in the lyrics of rock and roll songs. I am your host, John Poet. Psychotherapy. By the Ramones. We dedicate this one to Commander Murphy. Psychotherapy. 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 That's what they want to give me. Psychotherapy. 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 All they want to give me, yeah. I am a teenage schizoid. The one your parents despise. Psychotherapy? Now I got romance. I am a teenage schizoid. Frank and Mutton are fun. Psychotherapy is gonna kill someone. Psychotherapy. 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 It's what they want to give me. Psychotherapy. 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 All they want to give me, yeah. I like taking Tylenol. It keeps me edgy and mean. I am a teenage schizoid. I am a teenage dope fiend. I am a kid in the nut house. I am a kid in the psycho zone. Psychotherapy. I'm gonna burglarize your home. Psychotherapy. 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 That's what they want to give me. Psychotherapy. 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 It's all they want to give me. Yeah. so beautiful? Yeah. This has been the poetry of lyrics. Until next time, stay beautiful.
Until I dream and people gather around. The moment's gone. I apologize.
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by panic. And I deeply regret any distress of my comments. They have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Dear poet, I suppose I should be pissed off that you took my honest TCU and spreaded it all over your whiskey. But I'm not. In fact, much like many years ago, when you tapped me with internet personality, you woke me up. You did it again. Please don't blame Cars for Mercy or any of the FR info. I've got a rotating ISP number who have never showed up to see, so they could never confirm my fact of it. I'm to blame. No one else. I apologize to you and hope you won't maintain your position. Too much sleep in this world, and I know I deserve your anger, but I do hope that you will eventually forgive me. Won't ever happen again, and as I said, you caused me to focus yet again on what really is important. The show, not the web page for this. Then why is the world the greatest stupid game? Thank you for your wake-up call. You're a good guy, and sorry I have trouble with you. Commander
girl. My aunt had a little lamb puppet.
Flagged and flown before any battle is fought. As a political progressive, not a liberal. I wrote, disenchanted with the continued appeasement of the Republican Party. This is a time to fight, not compete. But I have been disappointed with the president for quite a while. I didn't believe it was time for America to turn the corner in terms of political policy away from the past 8 years of corporate dictation of American domestic and foreign policy. Little did I know that America cannot turn a corner when the country is going in circles. When this administration took office, the progressives began to ask questions about policies in Iraq and Afghanistan, and when the promised changes would occur. And in the blink of an eye, the true left-wingers went from favorite children to red-headed stepchildren. The suggestion for criticism for the progressives was dismissed by the current administration quite frankly, and these people were broke off from the new democratic mainstream. That is, until now, when the progressives are expected to blindly support the president's re-election campaign without any question. In other words, the true lefties are welcome to contribute time and money, but not to policy. The first in line to support the current president are now the loud children in the back seat of the car who are told to shut up when the president will not achieve a second term. I'm not sure if this administration even deserves another 4 years in office. My major concern is that the corporate Democrats have taken over this administration. These middle-of-the-road milquetoasts are now in charge of the watering down of any decent chance for true change under President Obama. They seem to have encouraged the president to stand for everything, or in other words, stand for nothing. And now the promise of hope has grown into the sea of mediocrity known as compromise. Compromise that has been dictated in the name of political expediency in an attempt to appease the Republican Party. Instead, the president, with his approach, seems at best short-sighted and at worst cowardly. This continued left-wing under the conservatives by this administration reminds me of the actions of a convert to the cult of St. Andrews. See, the people who handle rattlesnakes and believe that their strong faith in God will protect them from the bites of the poisonous snake. However, each time President Obama tries to handle the Republican vipers, they seem to be encouraged to sink their faith in God with each attempt. The president seems to suffer from convenient amnesia because he is surprised every time that he makes deals with the GOP, he emerges with more and more snakebite due to his foolish belief in the integrity of Republican politics. Each attempt to enter the snake pit without any form of cost can only be seen as a disconnect from political reality. So instead of nurturing his political faith, President Barack Obama is trying to appeal to people who are already beyond his political reach. From the weak health care package to the debt ceiling negotiations, this administration, instead of standing on its feet, approaches the right wing on its knees, waving its white flag, even before any term of surrender can be discussed. This lack of courage, embodied by the president, shows a disrespect to those who bought into his agenda and went to the wall to support him against both Hillary Clinton and John McCain. If this administration continues down this slippery slope, they can only hope for the support of the progressives in the Democratic Party, because this wishy-washy policies of appeasement toward the conservatives have left a bad taste in my mouth. Any invitation to ride in the Obama re-election car must be weighed against our current position in the back seat while being told to shut up and enjoy the ride. Is the American job that? In a nutshell, it looks to me a step in the right direction. The act will attempt to create jobs through government funding in construction, education, and veterans retraining while tightening the corporate tax break to fund this endeavor. This is the time for the president to plant his feet and fight, and show the Republican Party the audacity hope promised during his campaign. Especially since the Republican Party is preaching the Robin Hood Free Trade principle, a policy that has never been successful. The failure of that economic policy is based on the fact that the tax-based money is never reinvested in the economy, but placed back into the pockets of the rich. But the Republicans continue to sell their economic snake oil, and the time to offer a true alternative to this nonsense is now. If the president fails to stand his ground on his job but depletion and attempts to reach across the aisle to get his hand slapped, I will think long and hard before casting my vote for him. After a worry of all this sound and fury signifies nothing approach to public policy practiced by this administration. It is time for the Democratic Party to act like a ruling party and tell the right wing to take it or leave it and make the GOP responsible for holding hostage the chances for economic recovery.
This is the radical with shot.
From the fourth side.
From the fourth side.
From the fourth side.
From the fourth side.
What's up, Doc? My angel, Doc. I'm a pirate. Eagle and Sam. The much worthiest shooter, worthiest doggone worthiest woman here has ever failed a Spanish man. Prepare to defend yourself, Rabbit, because I'm aboarding your ship.
You are listening to the Crystal Ship. This is Pirate Radio.
Thank you.
are listening to the Crystal Ship on the TCS Shortwave Relay Network.
Hit for the moon.
Stop in at the Donner Pass Diner. Try our Donner family recipe. It don't taste like chicken. A fact puppet.
No, you're just a fact puppet. Don't call me a fact puppet. You're the damn fact puppet here. Tell me a thought of what to do. You look like one.
He's not a thought. He's a very naughty boy.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
Thank you.
fighting, little friend.
You are listening to The Crystal Ship on the TCS Shortwave Relay Network.
My name is Juliana Montana, and you are listening to The Crystal Ship. If you would like to blast out this transmission, or maybe you just want to get into my pants, please email us at tcsshortwave@gmail.com. And maybe you'll get lucky. tcsshortwave@gmail.com.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you.